Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2012. Under current law, health insurers will be prohibited from denying coverage, increasing premiums, or restricting benefits for adults with pre-existing conditions, beginning in 2014. A group led by John Dickin, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently reviewed some of the effects of this provision. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with John to learn more.
The title of this report includes a major finding, which is that the number of individuals in the United States with pre-existing conditions is somewhere between 36 million and 122 million. Why is this a challenging number to pin down exactly?
Well, it is challenging to get a precise estimate because each insurer can define the conditions that they will either exclude coverage or charge higher premiums for on their own. And those lists for each insurer are considered proprietary. So it depends on which conditions each insurer is choosing to either include or deny coverage for.
Can you talk about the five estimates you use to reach this number?
Sure. The most conservative estimate, the lowest estimate, was based just on eight conditions that are all very high-cost conditions, including things like cancer or heart disease or diabetes. So very high-cost conditions that any insurer that is allowed to deny coverage likely would do so. So it's a very conservative estimate, and that led to our 36 million lower-end estimate. Kind of in the middle, we used estimates that were based on what high-risk pools would consider as a pre-existing condition. There are about 60 conditions that if an individual would have those conditions, they will be automatically considered eligible for the high-risk pool. So that led to our mid-range estimate of about 60 million adults with pre-existing conditions. And at the highest end, we just included any chronic condition. So some insurers may deny coverage for those, others may not deny coverage for it. But if you looked at all chronic conditions, there are about 122 million Americans with those conditions.
And you mentioned the different conditions considered in each estimate. Can you talk about some of the most common conditions that you identified in this category?
Sure. The most common, most prevalent condition among adults was hypertension. There were over 36 million adults that have hypertension. That was included in our widest estimate, the largest estimate. The other most prevalent conditions include mental health disorders and diabetes.
Your team also looked at the demographics of those with pre-existing conditions. Can you talk about the demographic profile that you identified there?
Yeah, while pre-existing conditions certainly occur across all different demographic and geographic groups, there were some groups where it was somewhat higher. Some of the pre-existing conditions were more prevalent among women, for example. Not surprisingly, older adults often have more pre-existing conditions than younger adults. We did find that whites reported slightly higher prevalence of conditions than other racial and ethnic groups. And then geographically, there were some variations. Georgia had somewhat lower prevalence of some pre-existing conditions, whereas Kentucky had somewhat higher. But they all were just a few percentage points above or below the national average.
How about income as a factor?
Yeah, income. When we looked at income, there were not strong notable relationships. I think even though pre-existing conditions can result in individuals having to pay, in some cases, thousands of dollars for the care of that condition, we saw that pre-existing conditions were relatively comparable to the income makeup in the population as a whole.
For taxpayers and consumers of healthcare who are interested in this provision and its potential effects, what's the bottom line of this report?
Certainly for individuals who don't currently have health insurance coverage, having a pre-existing condition can make that very challenging. It really depends on kind of what an individual's existing health insurance coverage is and the laws of the state where they live. So individuals who currently have employer-sponsored health insurance are guaranteed protections. They can't be denied because of pre-existing conditions. But that could change if they should lose their job or otherwise lose their health insurance. This is all what exists currently. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, the health care reform law, makes some important changes to all of this. Beginning in 2014, if the law is fully implemented, then there will be more guarantees so that individuals could not be denied coverage because of pre-existing conditions and they could not be rated based on their health status.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.